92.5. Mark Chestnut, a little too late, along with Doc and Andy. 7:12, the new fall TV season is here, and all the stars are out shining.
So we were, my husband and I DVR everything, because we don't have patience to actually fit it into our schedules. We make television fit into our schedule. And a very good friend of ours, Dave King, who used to be on QVC and live in the Delaware Valley. He used to live in Chester County. Now he's out in L.A. and he's working on some other acting gigs, which is awesome. And so we found out that he was going to be appearing on the show Trophy Wife. And so the way that my husband was selling this to me, we really thought he was like starring on the show. So I looked it up on IMDb and I was like, he's not even really mentioned in the credits here, so this will be interesting to watch. But then he had his shining moment, which was very exciting. So listen to this. This is our good friend Dave King. I know a lot of you know him from QVC, but here he is, the actor.
Mr. and Mrs. Harrison. You can see him now.
Great.
Hey! Thank you, Dave. That was awesome. It was very exciting. I watched that scene over and over again. Took
Slow
photos.
It down, Mr. and Mrs. Harrison.
I Instagrammed all about it. It was terrific.
So how's he liking? Does he get many acting gigs, or is this just opening the door now?
He's had roles like that in a whole bunch of different shows. Yeah.
I had a friend this years ago. He decided, a good-looking guy, and he decided he's going to move to L.A. to become a TV star. And he went as being extras. Now, his two claims to fame are he was in the coffee shop on Friends in one scene in one episode, and he was in the diner on Jerry Seinfeld in one scene in one episode. He made, for each day, you get like $20 an hour. So for the time he has to stand around there, whatever it was, he made like $150. That's all the money this guy made in L.A. Right. He's back, by the way, now. He gave up the acting career and got himself a real job. It's tough work, boy.
He's calling, right? Isn't he calling like high school football games?
He's doing high school football games now. And he's doing a great job with that.
And making
more money doing that high school than he was out living
out
in L.A.
Well, John Brown is like Mr. Extra anytime there's movies coming through Philadelphia, right,
dude? Yeah, I try to. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, have you been in any movies?
Yeah, sure. I've been in, 12 Monkeys.
What? Really?
Yeah, I was in 12 Monkeys.
What part did you play?
I was just
Monkey number 11.
Monkey number 11. And no, it's a background extra. Yeah. And same for Signs. What other one? There was another one. Sixth Sense.
Cool.
He's got so many movies, they just find out.
And you posed in that one?
Yes.
We didn't really see you unless you can actually see them.
I was in camouflage, yes. And I was also, remember the TV show Hack?
Oh, yeah.
I do remember that as well. Yeah, I was a background extra in that as well.
Or a superstar. I never knew that about you.
That's okay, Doc. No problem. You want my autograph now or later?
Nah, not really. I'm okay. All right, 7:15. Let's check on the ride, see what's going on. Here he is, that superstar from Hollywood, John Brown.
Yeah, Hollywood, Pennsylvania. we're looking at Purelator oil filters.
If you're worried about terms apply.
Hey, this is Kyle Kunick of the Philadelphia Phillies, and you're listening to Doc and Andy on 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
Tim McGraw and Something Like That, along with Doc and Andy. 7:28, time for the three things you need to know. It's all thanks to MedExpress, treating most injuries and illnesses from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. There is no appointment necessary. You guys remember Casey Kasem?
Oh, yeah.
From American Top 40?
American Top 40.
Something like that, yeah.
It's close. It's close.
Yeah, that was probably one of the newer 90s remixes of the jingle, but you get the general idea. But the point I'm making is Casey Kasem is very ill right now, and it's getting real weird. His wife, Jean, has not allowed his kids to visit him for 3 months.
Oh, my gosh.
She's keeping them out of the house. Casey's, right now, they say, has advanced Parkinson's. The Kasem kids are actually outside the house protesting to go see their dad.
And how old are the kids?
They're adults now, but the point is the wife, you remember Jean Kasem's a lot younger than Casey. She will not let them anywhere near him.
I did not remember, but thank you.
Oh, I did. She's kind of hot, right, JB?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jean Kasem. She was in some TV shows. She did some acting. Blonde.
Looking
big,
her up.
Big buxom blonde, from what I remember.
Buxom.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no to her.
Chris Young in the news, giving $25,000 to charity. That's the kind of guy he is. He had a sold-out show at the House of Blues in L.A. on Monday. And right away, when they handed him his money, $25 of the ticket proceeds went to St. Jude Research Hospital and Stars and Stripes, two of his favorite charities.
Cool.
Very cool.
You still looking up Jean Kasem over there?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I figure out what show she was in.
Oh, she does look familiar.
She played like a really dumb blonde in something, right?
Imagine that.
A lot of things.